You are listening to Prepare the Way of the Lord, an Advent devotional. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah. And he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Now, while he was serving as priest before God, when his division was on duty, according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense, and there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord. And he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared." And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel answered him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time." And the people were waiting for Zechariah, and they were wondering at his delay in the temple. And when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple. And he kept making signs to them and remained mute. And when his time of service was ended, he went to his home. Here ends the reading. As we're now in the week of Christmas, it's good for us to have this extended reading about the promise made to Zechariah and Elizabeth and the fulfillment of that promise. It's a vivid and reassuring reminder to us that God had a plan for the salvation of the world, and here we see it unfolding in the life of the parents of John. This reading is also a reminder to you and to me that God has a plan for us as well. We sometimes doubt and question because we have no angelic visitation laying out God's plan for us. If only would Gabriel would come to us just once when we're struggling to bring us good news of God's strategy and intention. And yet, isn't it clear? God's plan for you is to know Jesus Christ as your Savior, Shepherd, and Friend. To know that He is with you always, and that He wants you in whatever way possible to be a burning and shining lamp in darkness. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, be light for my path and guide my way. Amen. Suggested Advent action. Looking back on the year now drawing to a close, consider three ways God has acted in your life, and share that with someone else.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.